Well, we're going out and we're doing a site inspection or remedial investigation, and what we're going to do is generally take a look to see if there's any contaminants remaining from our former activities and to what extent the contamination is out there, if there is any.
And in terms of contamination, you're talking mainly diesel fuel, old diesel fuel?
Primary diesel fuel, yes.
Okay, so and what's that process then of actually going out and looking for it like?
We take the samples, like I said, we screen it and then see if it is, and then if they do, then we'll go and we'll do more sampling to see how far down it's gone into the subsurface soils, groundwater, and then go out and see what the boundaries are, how large of an area we're really looking at, so then we can properly program what type of remediation to do out there.
Okay, and is that a definite that there will be remediation work next year sometime, or actually you said 2011? I think.
Right, 2011. Yes, if we're seeing the contamination out there at large volumes and above state levels, then, yeah, we will be back.
And I guess is that at this point people probably won't see that much activity out there, just a couple weeks' worth of work for this season. But.
Yeah, just a couple weeks out there. There's only like six sites, so it should be pretty easy.
But then I guess if you do actually find something out there of any bulk, you might be out there in more depth with more equipment or something.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. We're ready to go if we see more.
Tommy, your thoughts on this? This is a pretty long, ongoing process, I guess, for looking at this site and keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, the main thing that as far as everything around here in the community that we'd like to make sure is that if there are any concerns, is that you feel free to give us a call. And number, if you do want to call and find out what's going on out there at this site, is 1-800-222-4137. And that's the environmental hotline. Go straight to my desk. And most of the time I'm on the road at other sites, but please leave your name and a number, and we'll get back to you. And call us at any time. You know, if I don't know the answer, Lori's right across the hall from me. And we'll be more than happy to give you a call back when we get a chance. You know, obviously we closed the site years ago, and there hasn't been any real major concerns, and we don't expect to find any major concerns. If we do find anything that's above state level, you know, as Lori was saying, we're going to clean it up. But DRO, which is diesel range organic fuels, and then you have regular gasoline fuel, and you have just oil, are the three main things that we're looking at out there. And most of those naturally attenuate themselves anyway. They start breaking down into the soil and, you know, will eventually go away. So it depends on, you know, our actions that we're going to do with them depend on the levels of what we find and then how we think it's going to clean itself up, or do we need to go in and dig up that soil and clean it up ourselves.
And you mentioned, though, one question you got from a member of the public was, why do you even need to still be out there doing this?
Right. It's been a while since we were out and did the teardown of the whole site and everything. And the reason on us just getting around to coming back out and doing some of the investigations, the biggest part of it is funding. Obviously, with everything that's been going on, money's tight, trying to get it back out and do some of the sites. So funding was the primary concern, and scheduling. You know, just trying to get the people lined up right to come out to the different sites, because as we, you know, we have 39 installations throughout the state, and it's the same unit that takes care of all 39 of them. And, you know, just trying to get out and do them. Obviously, you know, our primary concern is for human health, the wildlife, the conservation of everything out there. And we're doing everything that we can to make sure that we keep it clean. So if you have any concerns, again, you know, feel free to give us a call.